on today's Compassion Radio.
But you know, when one of your other kids comes alongside your troubled one and puts his arm around him and says, I'm on your side, I'm with you, I'll take care of you, that just makes you swell with pride.
I think there's a making of a whole other radio show right there on that very, very topic.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's good to have you here with us at Compassion Radio again. This is Cher Nelson, Norm's wife, and I'm happy to be here in the studio with our ever-ready producer and engineer, Jim Governale.
Hi, Cher. Great to be here with you.
It's fun to be here with you. And I wanted to bring some news to our people, things from around the world. It seems like sometimes when we bring you news from around the world, it's all tragic and horrible, and everybody's dying. And unfortunately, that's true. But there are some good things happening, too. And I kind of wanted to concentrate on that, but also to give you some prayer ideas, because sometimes we come to prayer and we say, Lord, there's so much. I don't know what to pray for. I don't know how to pray. And many times I feel the same way. And I simply mention the situation that I know about and pray, Lord, please let your perfect will be done here. I don't have the wisdom to tell God what to do in those situations or in any situation, but I always want to be honorable to him, to let him know that, and of course he knows anyway, but that I am thinking about people around the world, my brothers and sisters, and that I bring a specific problem to him and plead with him for his intervention, his help, his interceding with whatever is going on. But there are a couple of good things that happened, and I wanted to be sure you were aware of those because we'd ask you to pray for the situation in the first place. And that's, you may remember, the Iranian Christian Mariam. I won't give you her whole name, but basically we prayed for Mariam for quite some time. She'd been imprisoned for the last 4 years, and her crime was violating national security. Pretty much she witnessed to someone, and that they felt was undermining security of the country. And she was also associated with Pastor Saeed Abedini, which, of course, we prayed for so long. And he was released in January of 2016, but she was not. She was harassed and repeatedly denied medical treatment for longstanding medical issues. She went on a number of hunger strikes because of the lack of treatment to try to force them into helping her. But her sentence was extended by 6 weeks every time she did that. Things went from bad to worse for her. She had had heart surgery not long before she was imprisoned. Never had the follow-up that she needed on that. She had a very bad back, lumbar disc disease, arthritis, osteoporosis. She had a hole in her heart. But the good news is that at long last, the end of August, she was released.
Praise
now,
the Lord.
She's not in good health. She's in serious medical treatment, but God has answered our prayers this far, brought her home, brought her to her family. She is in the same city with her family now, getting medical treatment. So please, friends, thank the Lord for that. We ask him for so much, and we thank him for so little. Let's thank him for bringing Mariam home and ask him to please, if it's in his will, to restore her health and restore to her the years that were stolen from her. Along with that, you'll remember Pastor Soo Lim, who was imprisoned in North Korea. We ask for your prayer for him. He was from Toronto, Canada. He was the pastor of the Light Korean Presbyterian Church there, which is a very large church. He served more than 2 years of a life sentence in North Korea, and it didn't look like there was any chance that he was going to be released. It was a surprise announcement, but he was released not only from the labor camp, but from North Korea, and has been restored to Toronto. Now he, as well, is not in good physical condition, but is improving, as was not the case for the last North Korean American who was imprisoned in North Korea.
That's right.
Died when he came home.
The young man,
Pastor Soo Lim is improving. He said his church, everyone was excited, that there was crying, joyful crying. And if you know the Koreans, you know that they rejoice and weep with great emotion. And I can just imagine his church hearing that announcement that he had been released. Please forgive my scratchy voice today. But they said that he was released on sick bail. I'm not sure what sick bail is, but he is home in Toronto, and we praise him for that.
You can only imagine the time for recovery for these folks who are held against their will, and who knows what kind of conditions that they had to deal with or what sort of food intake that they were able to have.
Well, we've heard from a lot of other prisoners what conditions are like in labor camps. It is hard work, and usually for no particular purpose. You chop up rocks, and then you move the rocks, and then you move them back someplace.
Right.
It's just back-breaking, physically exhausting labor for no purpose. You don't even get the satisfaction of feeling like you're building something or whatever.
Exactly.
And you get one meal a day, which is usually rice, broth, and some kind of vegetable.
Mm.
Not nourishing, not satisfying. They're just hungry all the time. So that's two things to praise the Lord for. And then I wanted to read you this short article, the title of which is Remarkable Impact on Iraqi Youth at the Leading the Way Retreat. During their recent youth retreat in Jordan, Leading the Way, which is an organization basically sponsored by Michael Youssef, we all know is an incredible servant of the Lord, they saw 47 young people from Iraq respond to an invitation to accept Christ. Now, these are young people. That's a very difficult thing for young people to do who have not been raised in a Christian home, who have had no background. To get them to come to a camp in the first place is difficult. But to have them participate joyfully, and Jimmy, you can see the pictures here, they are really having fun and really seriously in prayer in another picture.
In spite of some of the family backlash that they may have to deal with.
Or whatever the circumstances they have lived through recently, yes. Hosted in partnership with the ministry's Middle East TV channel, the Kingdom Sat, which is our Sat7 station that we have helped support many times, the camp had a profound impact on the 70 youth in attendance. Help the Persecuted coordinator explains, during the retreat, we had many fun activities, including water games, basketball, football, cooking lessons, as well as some great times of worship. They sang, they rejoiced, they learned new songs, and we also had teaching times as well as preaching and counseling. We just felt the Spirit of God with us, holding each and every one of these young people. To see 47 of them respond to a gospel appeal was wonderful. The young people shared how they'd been impacted during the retreat. The worship songs encouraged us to strengthen our relationship with God. We learned more about Jesus, and our relationship got strong with Him. I learned how Jesus died for us on the cross. I learned to love people more and got more power and courage because Jesus loves me. Many concluded that we are so grateful to have had this opportunity to reach these young people for Christ and see the hand of God moving through this next generation in the Middle East. That excites me no end.
Reaching the young.
Oh, absolutely, because so many of the older Christians have been forced out. I mean, it was possible to say, if you wanted to believe just the news, that Christianity was dead in Iraq.
Well, we talked for quite a while there about Reverend Andrew White, the vicar of Baghdad, and the thriving church that he had there, and so many congregants had to flee out of there.
Almost the entire congregation, and of course, he was forced out eventually as well.
Right.
Although he vowed he never would. To see a new generation that were not coming from Christian families, but finding the Lord and believing, this is just so exciting.
Praise God.
Pray for these 47 young people. I wish we knew their names. Of course, we have pictures that don't identify their faces, but we can see them. Oh, lift them up, that God will encourage them, that God will give them amazing ability to share the experiences that they've had with their friends. Let this be a whole new wave of evangelism beginning with just these 47 young people.
Amen.
And God bless the people who have gone in to create this kind of an opportunity for kids to come to. It's terrible in Iraq right now. I mean, infrastructure is gone in most places. It's hot. And I'm not talking 108. We're talking, you know, 130 at places and times there. Difficult circumstances. And yet people have the compassion to go in and say, we need to reach the youth for Jesus. That's just, gives me shivers. I wanted to tell you, too, you've heard on the regular news about the trouble in Egypt and how the Coptic Church, which is the evangelical church, direct descendants of the disciples, had their churches blown up. They've been forced out of so many places. They're meeting in the streets. They're having street meetings. They will not be silenced. They will not be put out. Their doors have been locked to their churches, so they're simply meeting in the streets. What a witness is that?
Bless them. Wow.
I mean, that's almost like a blessing that they've been forced out of their church buildings.
Right, right.
Because now the witness on the streets is far more powerful to say to your neighbors, to anyone who is around, I am a believer in Jesus Christ, and I'm going to worship with those who believe with me. Come and join us.
Right, exactly.
They are holding signs as they meet, sitting in alleyways and streets. Come join us.
Ah.
I love it. I love it. Pray for the Christians, particularly in Egypt.
Impacting the world for the gospel of Christ. We'll get right back to today's program in just a moment. You know, friend, one easy way you can make an impact on the world this month is by supporting our Bibles for Slovenia project. And know the thrill of placing a Bible into the hands of a Slovene new believer. For your gift this month of $24 or more, we'd be delighted to send you a very special premium in the form of a dual language Bible. And prayerfully consider joining our vision team with your consistent monthly gift to help keep Compassion Radio on the air on this radio station you're now listening to. Reach out to us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. And you can always find us online anytime, day or night, at CompassionRadio.com. Let's get you back now to today's program.
I have many, many sad stories here too, but I was determined that I was going to bring you the good news.
Well, for so long, you and Norm talked about how you were spies for hope. And I can remember the television show that you were on with Dan Wooding. I was watching the video from that not too long ago.
Really?
And I just thought, what a blessing. And because we know that God is doing amazing things. And if we would just keep our eyes open to see what he was doing. And that's why I think our listeners are so thrilled when they hear stories like this. And we try to bring them to the fore and put them on the radio where otherwise they may not hear about them.
I so hope they're invigorated, encouraged, excited, blessed, whatever. I do hope it has meaning because we want so much for it too. We want you to know that God just doesn't love us. Think about your children. If you have multiple children, there's usually one who has more troubles than the rest. That somehow things go wrong for, or maybe they're a troublemaker in the group, so they get themselves in more tough situations. There's one that somehow always, not that you love them more, but there's something that tugs at your heart a little bit more that you just wish you could make everything right for. I just have to feel that that's true about God and his children around the world who are so persecuted. That his heart just aches for them. But you know, when one of your other kids comes alongside your troubled one and puts his arm around him and says, I'm on your side, I'm with you, I'll take care of you. That just makes you swell with pride.
I think there's a making of a whole other radio show right there on that very, very topic.
But I think maybe God feels that way too, that when we do open up our hearts and say, oh Lord, my sisters, my brothers are aching, they're hurting, I care, I love them, it hurts me and I'm here for them. Maybe his heart swells for us too.
We're all part of that, same body.
Yeah. And he created us. We have our parental inclinations from him. So I really hope that it means something to you, our listeners. Just a little bit about persecution in India here. It says, the pastors in India put their trust in God amid persecution. As two Hindu evangelists gripped his hands while others beat him last week in northern India, Pastor Amar was asking God to forgive them. Some attackers were holding both my hands so I couldn't move, while others in the mob beat me, he said. At that time, I did not feel the pain of a single blow. I was praying to the Lord, Lord, please forgive them. Please begin your work in the hearts of these people. Wow.
Wow.
Would I do that? I don't know.
It's almost like forgive them for they know not what they do.
Exactly. His testimony goes on and it's beautiful. I don't have time to read it all, but I've talked to you friends out there before about, I wonder what I would do if I truly were physically persecuted. I want to believe with all my heart that I would stand strong for Christ, but I don't know. Physical pain can change so many things. I'm frightened to be put to the test, but I pray with all my heart continually that God would give me the strength to stand for Him. I would so want to be a testimony, but to look in the face of a man who was beaten severely, was hospitalized for quite some time, but is telling his story now, where as they beat him, all he did was pray for God to forgive them.
That is such a good point, Cher. And we think of that visual, what popped into my head, were all those young men in the orange jumpsuits led along the beach, those faithful believers, and they knew what their fate was going to be. And I think it's just inevitable that we kind of put ourselves in their shoes to a certain extent. It's like, okay, what would I do in that situation? Lord, I pray that I would be faithful like those brave young men.
To bow in an attitude of prayer, not to get up and fight, not to try to run away.
I think that also, this may sound like a strange twist, but I think that's why certain movies are popular too, because you find yourself, a movie like, you know, Titanic, or a movie like, I think of the movie United 93 about 9/11. It's such an unbelievably compelling film to me because I put myself on that plane. What would I do? Would I fight back? Would I shrink back? Would I get on the phone to say goodbye to a loved one? We place ourselves in that situation because we wonder, just in our own humanity, what would we do in that situation?
I've thought of that so many times, Jimmy, because you know Norm, had we been in that situation, he would have been up there. He would have believed that he needed to do something, and he wouldn't have been afraid for his own life.
Exactly.
If he could save others, would I have encouraged him to do that? Or would I have said, Norm, sit down, be quiet.
Let's sit back here and pray with everyone.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know what he would have done.
Right, right.
Whatever God had whispered in his heart at that moment, he would have done. I pray that I would too, but I don't know that I would have known at that moment that it was better to fight, because I would know that I'd be killing people on that plane.
Right.
Was it better to sacrifice them to save others? Or would it have been better to try somehow to save them too?
Ugh. Quite a human drama.
Ugh, yes. Then I wanted to just bring some prayer requests. I know I always need specifics. And if you've got a pencil handy, you might want to jot down a few of these things. And forgive my paper shuffling here. I'm sure you're hearing it. But there are some things in the last minute or two here that I wanted to bring to you. Prayer requests that have been brought by other organizations and other missionaries. And I've just singled out some of them here. Pray for the DPRK, which of course is North Korea. Join us this month in praying for North Korea, a country of 25 million people. Pray that God would reveal himself to the citizens of this nation and that the leadership would come to honor and worship Christ as Lord. Now, we don't know how much they're hearing about the rattling between the United States and North Korea, but we know that the rhetoric has gone up over there. They must sense that something's happening.
Right.
They certainly are aware that there's a very good possibility right now of war between North and South Korea. People will be on edge, and that gives the Holy Spirit an opportunity to get into hearts.
Yes.
Pray now for the hearts of the North Koreans, that God can move in their hearts and win them.
Amen.
A prayer for a new counseling center. Two Christian social workers are making plans to start a counseling training center in Cambodia. This center would meet a huge need. Pray that the plans for the center continue moving forward and give Cambodians struggling with mental health new hope in Christ. Now, you know why that one strikes a chord with me.
Exactly.
There are so few medical opportunities in Cambodia anyway, but the fact that something is opening for those with mental issues, which are the lowest of the low in the totem pole, that just really touches my heart. The church in Cambodia has a history of relying on outside resources, funding, and programs, and it often lacks confidence that the gospel is the power of God for salvation. Pray that the Cambodian church grows in that confidence. Now, you can understand when you've prayed for relief for years and years from the struggles that you're living in, and God continues to say no, or wait, or whatever it is, but he's not changing their circumstances. I fully understand how Christians can become discouraged and think the only way that we can get any help is from another country, from the missionaries, from something, but God is not dealing with us directly. Pray for their hearts. That they will not be discouraged.
Amen.
Then pray for a team of Christian workers in Central Asia who have recently been questioned heavily by the police. Pray for peace for those who are now treading carefully as they go about ministry talks. Ask God to cover them with spiritual protection so that His work must go forth among the unreached peoples in Central Asia. Now, obviously, we're editing the country because this is very sensitive, but these are outside Christian workers that are there, and they're being watched very carefully, questioned very heavily. Pray for them, for their courage, for their witness, and for them not to be thrown out of the country. More than even their safety, they pray that they can stay. There's a new ministry beginning for HIV/AIDS-affected people in China. Unfortunately, social barriers can prevent believers from reaching out to this segment of society. Pray for the churches in China to rise above the social stigma and embrace the HIV/AIDS-affected communities with the love of Christ. Now, we fought a long battle here in this country over it. We don't know the cause of the infection of the HIV/AIDS, so we have no right to judge it. We simply need to reach out in love to those who are suffering, and that's a big social moray in China. But there is a Christian organization now beginning that work. Pray for them, that God will cause their work to succeed there.
Yes.
Jimmy, I've got a ton more, and we're out of time, but I want to just thank our people who really care, who really commit to praying for the lost and praying for the believers around the world. We need to pray for that at home, too, but we need to be reaching them. Pray for the people who have put their lives on the line around the world. Lord Jesus, I honor those who go in your name to serve in places that are difficult. But Lord Jesus, I also know that they didn't find it an easier road to go overseas and be a witness than they did at home. It starts here. If we can't witness, if we can't serve at home, we will never have the courage to go overseas. God, I ask that you convict all of our hearts, but encourage all of our hearts to be a witness for you in whatever situation that we can. We bring all of these needs and all of these situations that we've talked about today to you and ask for your divine intervention, your perfect will, and we praise you for who you are and what you are, and we will serve you all of our days. In your name, amen.
Amen. And listening, friend, you've heard us talking about our summer slump. If you could reach out to us, even if you don't even have a monetary gift to share, if you could let us know that you're thinking about us and praying for us, please do give us a call at 1-800-868-2478, 1-800-868-2478. You can always reach us online as well, compassionradio.com. You can give online safe and secure, and you can listen to each and every radio show that you hear right there at CompassionRadio.com. Just click radio at the top of the site, and the drop-down menu will take you to our podcast page. Thank you so much, listening friend, and we look forward to hearing from you today.
We're so blessed this month to be able to partner with a very special organization. I think we say that every month, but they all are very special organizations. But Josiah Venture is something that really is amazing. These young people are just incredible, and what they are accomplishing for the Lord is unprecedented in former communist countries. That is our compassion project for this month. But as you know, we have to pay the bills before we can reach out in love, and we want so much to bless this project. So we need your help, friends. We really need your support. I know that you're listening. I know that you're out there. So please, in love, keep us going. Let us help the amazing things that we bring to you. And this month, for a gift of $24 or more, we have a special gift to send to you. You know that our project is giving Bibles to new believers in the new translation for Slovenia. But we have a dual language Bible for you as a gift. It will be one of the Slavic languages and English. We want you to be able to see what the new believers there will be receiving. So our gift to you, if you request it, will be a dual language Slavic English Bible for your gift of $24 or more. Now, you know that if we give you that gift, it diminishes a little bit what we can send to them. So I hope that your gift will be a little bit more than the $24. Please know that we know it's difficult, that we know the economy is difficult for many people, but we don't want to lose our voice bringing you the stories of what's happening around the world. We don't want to lose our opportunity to bring Christians to you that need your love and support and your prayer. Please love us. And please, if you haven't, join our vision team. God bless you.
Yes, friend, the vision team is so very important. In whatever amount you can commit to on a monthly basis to support this ministry, be it $20, $30, or $50 a month, would be a tremendous blessing as we continue to bring the stories of what God is doing in the toughest places on earth. Reach us at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or on the World Wide Web at CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the team, I'm Jim Governale. And we'll be back again tomorrow with more Compassion Radio.